mine, babe. Or take the plunge. Oh, be not afraid. Be not afraid of drowning. Or you fight off the water. Or you scare off the rain. Well, you're hot and you're bothered. Or by all these complaints. I call this an amazing, amazing life we're all living. Yes, it's damn hard, but still it's so giving. I call this such an amazing, amazing life we're all living. It'll beat you down, but somehow also forgiving. Or so forgiving, sometimes sweet. Waiting throughout the winter's cold. Oh, they're waiting for their lovers, like waiting for fool's gold. Old men, they know the story. They've been here once before. Well, we've all failed a knuckled hand behind a slamming door. Such an amazing, amazing life we're living. Yes, it's damn hard and still it's so giving. I call this so an amazing, amazing life oh, we're living. Shower beats you down, but somehow also forgiving. Oh, so forgiving. Still just a sign. Hell yes, I'm an uncle. I've seen the races they've won. Oh, it makes us remember from the days we were born. We all just a bunch of babies, full of spit, shit, and scorn. Forgiving, sometimes sweet but bitter life. Oh, this sweet but bitter life. Oh, this sweet but bitter life.
It's got an awful bite. Gonna rise again, keeping track of everything we lose. Another hole to mend. Tell me you can't stay.
coming down. I got your life laid on my floor. Yeah, I'm something of a liar now, 'cause I've seen it all before. Tell me
boy, I can't wait. CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, hello, hello. It's the Night Danger Radio Show, and we're live from downtown Winnipeg, the 4 1/2 floor of Centennial Hall of the University of Winnipeg. And yeah, again, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully, maybe I'll see all you folks down at the Folk Fest as we all burn, basically. Melt. Well, I'm going to be like a puddle, and yeah, the Folk Fest should advertise. You know, hey, if you want to lose a few pounds, come on down to the Folk Fest. It's going to be like 40 above with the humidity, and get all gross with about I don't know how many people come per day. What is it, like 30,000-40,000 people come a day or something like that? I'm not even sure. But anyways, that was kind of like the big hitters, at least for me, coming up to the Folk Fest. We heard Orville Peck. Of course, he was supposed to be here last year. Dropped out. I think he was having a bit of a mental thing. I think he burned himself out is what he did. He was touring. And by the time it came time to come up to Canada and do the Folk Fest, he was like, man, I'm burnt out. I'm out. But he's back. He must have given his word. He must have said to the Folk Fest folks, "Hey, listen, I'll come next year. Just let me rest." And if all goes well, he's going to wrap up the whole Folk Fest. He's on Sunday night. He's the very very last band of Sunday night. So we heard "Turn to Hate" from his 2019 full length. They're called Pony. That was put out by Sub Pop Records. You know, one thing I was reading about Orville is that he was born in Johannesburg, South Africa. I had no idea. So pretty cool stuff there. So let's see. Orville Peck is scheduled for 9 p.m. on Sunday. So not too late. See, the folk festival's taking mercy on us, because especially if we're going to be there the whole weekend and it's going to be, you know, 35, 40 above, they know by the time, you know, he gets on that there's going to be a lot of people probably have gone home already. Although I got a feeling there's going to be a huge crowd staying for Orville, but at least we'll probably be out of there by what, 10:30, and we'll do that slow shuffle through the parking lot. Good God, that's the worst shuffle ever, is Sunday night when you barely have nothing left in you and you're like, holy cow, am I even going to make it to the car? And then you get to the car and you're like, thank goodness I made it to the car. And then you hobble home with your tail between your legs, but still happy somehow. What a weird feeling that is, eh? An artist that I just discovered, in the last 2 weeks, it's Possessed by Paul James. And what a song. One of my favorite songs I came across from some of these Folk Fest artists that I'm not familiar with, but I'm going to be, invested in Possessed by Paul James, because this song, Sweet But Bitter Life, is the one we heard. What an incredible song. What record did it come from? I can't think. There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely. And that came out on Hillgrass Bluebilly. I never heard of that label before. But anyhow, he's an interesting one. He's from Lee County, Florida, is where I think he calls home. So there you go. As usual, the Cowboy Junkies, they've been to Folk Fest before. One of my favorite bands of all time. So I'm absolutely ecstatic that they're coming to Folk Fest. Although me and Tanis were discussing, we were like, man, I wish they would come back and play, you know, like the West End or somewhere like that. I love that they're coming to Folk Fest, but man, come on. Come back to Winnipeg and do a regular show, please, please, please. But we heard Close My Eyes from a record called Open that came out in 2001 on their own label, Latent Music. And we heard Shaky Graves before that, another big hitter at the festival. We heard a song called Was Here from Movie of the Week, which is his latest release, 2023, and it was put out by Dual Tone. Shaky Graves is an actor, and he's from Austin, Texas. So he's not only doing the music, he's doing a bit of acting too. Pretty cool. Really excited to see Lucinda Williams back in Winnipeg. We heard Pinola from a record called The Sweet Old World, which came out in 2017 on Highway 20 Music. And Lucinda is from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Yeehaw! And I'm looking forward to seeing Lucinda. I've been kind of watching some of her Instagram posts, and looks like she's having fun on tour. So hopefully by the time she gets to Winnipeg, and she's playing Thursday night when we're all kind of spry and, yay, you know, the sun hasn't got me quite yet. And so that should be an amazing show for sure. Looking so forward to that. And another band, Band of Horses, who, you know, for many years, I'm like, I got to check out this Band of Horses. And this is the first year that I have. And I got a feeling I'm going to be hooked. This is right in my wheelhouse, this genre that Band of Horses are. Kind of like that country, folky, rocky, weirdy, psyche thing going on there, which I enjoy quite a bit. So we heard a great song called In the Hard Times. Times from a record called Things Are Great. That came out in 2022 on BMG Music. And like I said off the top, they're from Seattle, Washington. They're part of the big grunge scene. No, just kidding. They're not. But Band of Horses, very, very cool. Let me just check something. When are Band of Horses playing? They are playing, they're playing Saturday, and they're the last band. They're starting at 10:30, if everything goes well. That's going to be a good main stage. Shugla Nifty, who we're about to hear in the next music set, are kicking the whole thing off on main stage at 6 p.m. on Saturday, July the 13th. Yeehaw! And I'm looking forward to seeing Ghostkeeper, the main guy from the band Ghostkeeper. They're out of Calgary. We're going to hear from Ghostkeeper in a bit. But he's doing a tweener set on Saturday. And usually I'm not like a big, tweener, awesome. But that's going to be awesome, I think. It's going to be so good. So I was just checking, too, when the heck is, I'm just looking here. Just talk amongst yourselves. So Possessed by Paul James, if anyone's wondering, is playing Little Stage in the Forest, which might have shade. And that's happening on Friday. So you might be okay by then, but I would recommend that you seek shade as much as humanly possible because, yikes, it's going to be crazy. 3:30 at Little Stage in the Forest. And that's happening again on Friday. And that's going to be such a good day. Friday's looking really, really good. So there you go. My tips, water, drink lots of it. And don't just go to the beer thing and drink tons of beer and coolers because that dehydrates you and then you're going to be in trouble. I worked at campground security one year at the Folk Festival and we were pulling people out of the campground that were in kind of scary shape, like people that had a few too many. And then, of course, it was 40 above and then they didn't even know their names and they didn't know their address. They didn't know where they were. And that's a pretty scary thing. We had to pack them with ice. We actually put them on the golf cart. And we just packed them with packs of ice to try and cool their body temperature down because you can actually pass away from things like heat stroke, dehydration, all that stuff. So it's dangerous. It's no joke. So make sure, drink tons of water, bring that giant hat. I'm going to bring this giant. I bought a brand new hat. I have a Tilly hat that I've worn for like 1,000 years at Folk Fest. And so this year, for some reason, I'm like, man, I'm going to get a new hat because that hat is old school. I might still wear the Tilly hat this year, though, because, it's hard to, old habits die hard. But I got this big straw hat, and it's huge. It's almost like a sombrero. I'm going to walk around with this huge straw-brimmed hat. But it's going to keep the sun off my damn forehead, which, God, that's painful. And it's going to keep it off my my nose as well, which seems to take quite the beating. So big hat, water. Eat for the love of CKW, eat food. I know that the heat's an appetite suppressor. Like I barely feel hungry at Folk Fest, until I sit down, at main stage at like 6 PM. And then I just gobble down my lunch. I bring my own lunch. I got like food allergies, so I got to be careful. But remember folks, they got tons of cool, food. Vendors there, so you can go and try out some really, really cool vendors. And we're not talking about McDonald's or Burger King or KFC or those kind of crappy fast food places. We're talking about the real deal. We're talking about just like CKAW, we support smaller businesses and small business, and that's what's happening at the Folk Fest. And remember too, bring cash, for that stuff, because I always bring cash. I don't know what the ATM service is down there. I'm not sure. Like, they might run out of money right away. You don't want to be disappointed. So I would bring cash with you. So you could buy food. But also, the Handmade Village is always cool. You can always go through there. And it's like a, it's like a shopping mall, except for cool. It's an outdoor shopping mall with cool stores in it, not crappy big corporation stores. So great place to support local, just like we do here at CKW. All right. What do we got? 1:19 in the morning already. For the love of CKW, we're really going for it here. Let's get into something. We're slowly getting a little bit weirder. here for the Folk Fest. But this isn't too weird. We got some pretty catchy stuff in this music set. I love this band. I saw them at Folk Fest, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And I was like, damn, these guys kill. They're from Scotland. They're called Shuglin Nifty. And they're amazing. And like I said, 6 p.m. on Saturday, they're hitting the stage, main stage. So check this out. Get your dancing shoes on, too, especially, well, if you have any energy left in you, get your dancing shoes on. We'll come back and we'll do CKW weather or Folk Fest AccuWeather after this set. Let's go. Shuglin Nifty. It's CKW 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio. Folk Fest extravaganza.
Something about home I couldn't if I try. So here I am at the railroad, still spending time watching train cars go by.
Local voices since 1963. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hi, this is Son of Dave, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Was a man who loved chicken better than he did his wife. Take any chances for a chicken meal, the boy would even risk his life. Passing by a restaurant, he had an appetite like a horse. Said, I want me a 7-course dinner, I want chicken with every course. Well, he ordered fried chicken, roast up chicken, chicken chop suey too. He ordered chicken salad, chicken pie, and chicken croquettes and chicken stew. Waiter charged him $15 and it took his breath away. Well, he fainted when he went to pay the bill, but revived, you heard him say. Said, I lost my appetite for chicken. These words, the guy began to howl. Oh, no more you find a child a-pickin' or the carcass of a big fat fowl. Or pork chops are wrapped around my diet, and chicken ain't no more, my friend. I done lost my appetite for fowl. I done lost my appetite for chicken. They said the price you pay for chicken round here is a dirty, awful price. And if I can't get them cheap in the daytime, I'll get them free at night. While passing by the old chicken shack, he stole everything he found loose. He begun to swiping them fouls so fast, by mistake stole a goose. While passing by police shack, goose began to quack, and the sheriff caught him there right on with them chickens on his back. Judge sentenced that boy Samuel Green to $1,000 bill. He was crying along and he was singing this song as they led him off to jail. He said, I lost my appetite for chicken. These words the guy began to howl. Oh, no more you find a child a-pickin' on the carcass of a big fat fowl. Oh, pork chops are wrapped around my diet, and chicken ain't no more, my friend. I done lost my appetite for fowl. I done lost my appetite for chicken. Boys, I done lost my appetite for chicken. Oh, these words the guy began to howl. Oh, no more you find a child a-pickin' or the carcass of a big fat fowl. And the pork chops are wrapped around my diet, and chicken ain't no more, my friend. I done lost my appetite for fowl. Well, I done lost my appetite for C-H-I-C-K. Yeah.
Thank you. تبتيني عكير وتقيلوغي دايما غالي ما أسوى لغضي نباني أقتعما دايما غالي ما تبتيني عكير وتقيلوغي دايما
So you're not the type to blame all your misery on immigrants and folks of different religions. Also, you're not the type to feel so sorry for yourself from all this truth and reconciliation. To it all breaks your heart. Now you wanna see, yeah, something beautiful. You wanna see something pretty smart. Well, you drive north on that 35. You wanna float? Well, okay, then you catch the mighty Peace River. Oh, oh, and you don't stop until you get to the land that they Christians, ooh, in their pews. Oh, oh, only they'll
that creator shines for everyone. Yeah, that creator shines on everything. Yeah, that creator shines for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Man, I am getting pretty excited. I don't know about you. CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio, coming at you live from downtown Winnipeg here. And, yeah, what's... Well, no, we're going to do weather in a second, but there's another Folk Fest music set and a current one. Those are all bands that are coming starting this Thursday till Sunday. And we're doing a little preview show as we have every single year that we've done the show. So, yeah, we just heard Ghost Keeper. And I learned about Ghost Keeper through APTN, the television channel. They had a really cool, it was a half an hour, an hour, I can't remember, documentary kind of thing on them. And I was like, wow, they're super duper cool. So the head guy from Ghost Keeper, Shane Ghost Keeper, is coming to Folk Festival, and I'm hoping to catch him. I think I'll catch him as a tweener, but I'm also hoping to catch him. I know he's doing his own show at some point, and we'll just see how the schedule works out, but I'm hoping to go check his entire set out. We just heard The Trees from Multidimensional Culture. That came out in 2022 on Victory Pool Records, and Ghost Keeper are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, who are actually, they're having the Calgary Stampede right now. Calgary's big deal, so very cool. And I have to apologize to this young lady for screwing up her name, but I think it's Ella Sapi, and I'm going to further apologize she did the cover of Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, but that was done in Inuktitut, and so here we go. Tamang Alamak. Yeah, it sounds kind of good. Tamang Alamak, but I'm almost positive that I'm not correct there. But from her incredible record, which I'm hoping that she lugs to Winnipeg and puts in the merch section or the record store section, because I might have to just suck it up and buy the CD. If there is a CD, I don't even know. But the record is called Inuktitut, and it's all cover songs, amazing cover songs, that is. And that came out in 2023 on Bon Sound Records. And yeah, she was originally from Saint-Lute, Quebec, and she's since relocated to Montreal, Quebec, and doing wonderful things. She's another one of those folks, much like Shaky Graves, who's doing acting and all kinds of stuff, writing. She's got her mitts in a lot of different things, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her. She is... where are you? Oh, yes. So she's on main stage on Friday right at 6 p.m. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be freaking awesome. All right. We heard Jaron Paxton. And actually, it's not just Jaron Paxton. It's Jaron Blind Boy Paxton, because he's legally blind. He's from Los Angeles, California. And what an old school blues guy this guy is. Wicked. My sister got me into this guy just a couple days ago. Hold on a second here. Sorry, I just had the itchiest freaking ankle ever. I think I'm getting bit by mosquitoes. Get ready. Bring bug spray. By the way, another Folk Fest tip. Obvious one, but hey. But anyways, we heard Lost My Appetite for Chicken. My God, I love chicken. I eat a lot of chicken, folks, and I'm not talking KFC. I'm on the outs for KFC. I had a bad ball hockey KFC experience, which basically ended my KFC buying career. But anyway, that record is called Recorded Music for Your Entertainment. It came out in 2014 on Beaumont Records. And Jaron Blind Boy Paxton, I got to see this guy. He is a throwback to old school acoustic blues. Super cool. Winnipeg's own Jace Bodner, a gentleman that I got to interview, he is playing the Young Performer stage. Jace, if you're listening to this, which you aren't probably, but I can't go see you. You're doing the Young Performer stage at 11 a.m., and we never make it for the 11 a.m. workshops. We're basically hustling our butts off in Winnipeg trying to get down to the festival by then. But he is playing the Young Performer stage, and he was when we did the interview with Jace. He was saying, Ariel Poisson is his mentor, who's a massive guitar player worldwide, apparently. Like, Jace was telling me that world-famous guitar people are like, this guy is an unbelievable guitar player. So, yeah, if you're down there at 11 and you want to go see the, I believe it's on Friday. Let me just, I'm just going to check real fast here. Where is the Young Performers? Yeah, so it's going to be Shady Grove at 11 a.m. You can go see Jace Bodner, and he just released Don't Ruin the Love. What a wicked EP that is. If you haven't got it, head to a streaming service. Check the whole record out. We heard the Railroad song, and that just came out self-released. That came out, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? And the record release show at the Park Theater was fantastic. It was so great. Also, if you didn't hear the interview, his video on YouTube, if you're a Lego fan, it's for the song Don't Ruin the Love, the title track. And if you're a Lego fan, go check it out. It's spectacular. It's world class, in my opinion, the video. And you'll especially enjoy it if you're a Lego fan, for sure. We heard Tall, Tall Trees before that. Otherwise, Mike Savine, who I got to interview a couple of years ago at Folk Fest. And what a guy. What an excellent, excellent guy. Wicked musician, banjo player. And so we played Sundrops from his latest release. Actually, it's not his latest full-length release, which is called Stick to the Mystical. And that came out in 2023 on Joyful Noise. He's from Long Island, or originally from Long Island, New York. And Mike, what a great guy. What a fun interview he was. And a super talented guy. So hopefully I get to see him again. And off the top, we heard Shuglin Nifty from Scotland. Actually, they're from Edinburgh, Scotland. We heard The Arms Dealer's Daughter, which is from the album of the same name, which came out in 2003 on Compass Music. And I'm looking forward to seeing them. And despite it being like 45,000 degrees, I got a feeling the dance floor is going to be shaken for the Shuglin Nifty once again. So speaking about weather, it is 1:53 in the morning already. We usually do this at 1:30, but we're screwing it up, man. And so let's get to CKW weather, whether you like it or not. And this is Folkfest AccuWeather as well. So
weather.
Yeah. So, man, the weather went from, you know, fairly so-so, fairly, you know, chilly beginning of July and for most of June to look out. It's Folk Fest time, and now it's going to be hot. So let's start with today. So the high today is 30 even with complete sun, no clouds whatsoever. By the time we get to the nighttime, it's going to remain clear, and the low is only 18 degrees. So sweet. And then Thursday for Folk Fest, it's 32 during the day and complete sun. And then we got 21 only and completely clear when we're all at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And then Friday, the 12th of July, 32 with a mix of sun and cloud. And at night, though, our only chance of rain, 30% chance of rain. So one of my Folk Fest tips is to, even though this forecast looks pretty crazy and you know, devoid of any sort of rain showers, I would still maybe pack a raincoat just in case. Just stick it in your backpack, because you never know. And when you're out there in the middle of the field, you want to be as prepared as possible. So yeah, we always made a rule, even though the forecast is for awesome and blah blah blah, we know the forecast can change. So bring a raincoat, maybe even pack like an umbrella if you got a little light small one there. And yeah, be prepared just in case, be prepared for anything. So yeah, 30% chance on Friday night of showers. We'll see what happens. For Saturday, we're up to 31 degrees and complete sun, and then 17 is the low and clear for Saturday night. The final day of Folk Fest, the 14th of July, we still are in the 30s, 30 above and complete sun, and then 17 degrees is the low and clear at night. So we should see a bunch of stars, maybe some constellations, and we're going to see a lot of freaking awesome music. I am, yeah, I'm stoked. I'm getting ready for sure. So hopefully you are too. And I know you can still buy tickets. Remember, another Folk Fest tip. This has changed over the years, but you cannot buy tickets at the door. Absolutely, you can't. And also, if you're kind of on a budget like me, you have to buy a park pass, because this is at Birdseal Provincial Park. So you'll need to buy a provincial park pass. You can buy those at the little booth when you go in, though. But make sure you bring some extra dough. I have no idea how expensive the park pass is. I think it's like $15 for 3 days or something. I think, yeah, 3 or 4 days. I can't remember. But anyways, it's around there, $15-$20. So be prepared for that if you're a first time folky. For sure. All right, let's get a little bit weirder, because one thing that I love about Folk Fest is, you know, they have like a lot of classic bands coming, you know, you know, a lot of singer-songwriters, but then they also get down to it with some electronic music. They have a stage called Big Blue at Night, which is all the weird, where all the weirdos go, and that's what sometimes where they stick to rock bands as well. So let's get into that. Maybe we'll call this the Big Blue at Night stage, because I think most of these bands here are playing that stage. Yeah, it's 4 minutes to 2 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for hanging out. We got an hour and 3 minutes left to go. Hey, let's start with BC's Moon Tricks. I love this song. This is called Showdown. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. It's our Folk Fest preview show. Happy Folk Fest to all, and to all a good night. Yes, indeed.
Where did you get that gun?
Tell him to shoot to kill.